This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Keith, Los Angeles, California. Hi, Keith.
Hi there, Hank. My question is, what is the mass appeal towards the religion of Islam? I can definitely tell people why I am a Christian because of my Lord and Savior Jesus, but what is it that appeals people towards Islam?
Well, I think one of the things that's happened, Keith, is that Islam has been airbrushed, and therefore it has become palatable to Western civilization. In many cases, people think, well, the God of Islam, the God of Israel, not a whole lot of difference. It is the same God. But the problem here is that the God of Islam is not the God of Israel, nor is it the God of Christianity. For example, the Master, Jesus Christ, taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father in heaven." Devotees of Muhammad, or those who are involved in Islam, find the very notion of praying to our Father in heaven offensive to their way of thinking. Calling God Father, and for that matter, Jesus Christ's Son, suggests sexual procreation. And they would say that believing that Jesus Christ is God or that God has a son is the unforgivable sin of shirk. So our belief that Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth, and that all the fullness of deity dwells within him in bodily form, for them is an unforgivable sin. A lot of people, unfortunately, as Christians, are unable to make the distinction between the Allah of Islam and the God of the Bible. And therefore, it sounds like there's little distinction or little difference. Also, I think it's really important to recognize that the Quran is not the same as the Bible. But if you're reading neither, you don't really see that there's a big distinction. From a historical standpoint, the Quran makes all kinds of mistakes. For example, the Quran says that Jesus Christ was not crucified. And right. In Islamic circles, it is believed that God made someone look like Jesus, and the lookalike was crucified in place of Jesus Christ. All the historical evidence, however, points beyond the shadow of a doubt to the fact that Jesus Christ was indeed crucified, and that crucifixion was for our sins. It was the atonement by which we are reconciled to God. There's another thing I think that you have to recognize, and that Islam is growing in terms of birth rate. And as a result of that, it is becoming widespread and moving all over the world in that sense as well.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.